In this bulletin, the latest from Thailand, hundreds protest after President Trump nominates Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and YouTube to crack down on fake news. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A Thai health official says the first four boys rescued from a flooded cave are aged 14 to 16, and two of them possibly have a lung infection. The rescued boys will be staying in hospital for at least a week for further evaluation. The third rescue operation is now underway to free the four remaining boys and their soccer coach, who've been trapped for more than 2 weeks. Eight boys have so far been brought out safely. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she'll miss Boris Johnson as her counterpart in the UK. He's the second minister to quit Theresa May's cabinet, unhappy over her plans to extract Britain out of the European Union. Ms. Bishop says Mr. Johnson is a great friend of Australia, and she says she's looking forward to working with his replacement.
I'm looking forward to talking with the new Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, as soon as possible about some of the initiatives that we achieved with Secretary Johnson and what continuity there will be. He will, of course, want to put his own stamp on Britain's foreign policy.
Hundreds of demonstrators have gathered outside the US Supreme Court to protest against President Donald Trump's nominee to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy. President Trump has nominated influential conservative Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and some believe Judge Kavanaugh will be too conservative. Mr. Trump says Judge Kavanaugh is someone who won't let his personal views get in the way of his interpretation of the Constitution.
Judge Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials, unsurpassed qualifications, and a proven commitment to equal justice under the law. He is a brilliant jurist, universally regarded as one of the finest and sharpest legal minds of our time.
The former partner of businesswoman Cecilia Haddad has been charged with her murder. Mario Marcello Santoro was arrested in Rio de Janeiro at the weekend. The 40-year-old will now be transferred to a Brazilian prison to await a court date. YouTube says it's taking several steps to ensure the accuracy of news on its service by cracking down on misinformation and supporting news organisations. The company says it will make authoritative news sources more prominent, especially in the wake of breaking news events. At such times, YouTube will begin showing users short text previews of news stories in video search results, as well as warnings that the stories can change. The goal is to counter the fake videos that can proliferate immediately after shootings, natural disasters, and other major happenings. Television legend and former Channel 9 chief Sam Chisholm has died at the age of 78 following a short illness. In 2004, he was inducted into Australian Television's Hall of Fame and awarded a Gold Logie. Mr. Chisholm is best known for his career in media, spanning more than four decades. In cycling, Australian Richie Porte has clawed back some much-needed time after his BMC racing team claimed victory in the team trial on the third stage of the Tour de France. Porte, who lost 51 seconds in the opening stage after being delayed behind a crash, helped BMC beat Team Sky by 4 seconds after it completed the 35.5-kilometre circuit, Chalet, in 38 minutes and 46 seconds. Porte told SBS the team worked well together during the time trial.
I felt good. Obviously, with the big guys we got in the team, I was tucked up under the wheel there pretty well. I think it went really well. We came and looked at the course a couple of times on Wednesday, and the recon went well, and I think we did a good race, probably as good as we could have done.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather across the country. Perth, sunny and 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne, a possible late shower and 13 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, morning fog and frost with a top of 13. Wollongong, a possible late shower tomorrow and 17. Sydney, similar and 18 degrees. Newcastle, a possible shower, 18. Brisbane, a shower or two and 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.